This is I Nightingale, keeping you at home. I'm on the street where you live.
Are there lilac trees? Welcome to another great I Nightingale show. My name's Phil. I'm a registered nurse and I'm here to help you care. So today on the I Nightingale show, we're going to show you inspiring ways to live a fulfilling life at home. If you want to be involved in our chat, give us a call on Phoenix Radio on 34 70 46 46. Tweet me at Phil Singos or tweet me through Phoenix Radio via at Phoenix Radio. Today we're going to have some great fun. Got some great out of the house things to do. We've got kitchen conversations. I've got a really cool guest who's really good with gadgets named Scott Green, and I'll tell you where he's from a bit later. Lessons from the study. We're going to look at the window on health, and I'll tell you what that is too. Our lunch break today with Ronsley, we're going to see what we can do for a snack, something that you can just pull out the cupboard while you're running around doing 100 other jobs. My review today is related to my guests, so I'll keep that a surprise. And even a bigger surprise is our lounge room laugh, so we can have a bit of a fun thing to get our day going. So we'll kick off the show and hopefully like what you hear.
This is I Nightingale, keeping you at home.
Welcome back to I Nightingale. And now we've got I Nightingale news. So I've been scouring the web and seeing what's on out there at the moment. One thing I've noticed is the criticism for some of the aged care facilities. I've had a look at a few discussion sites, and they're saying that because of the stress and the workload of the workers trying to look after so many people and so heavy, that they're finding that they're referring to hospitals, and what they're doing is if the patient appears unwell, they're getting them all packed up and sent off to hospital to get treated, which really isn't appropriate. So they're trying to find a way of, you know, and the government's involved in this too, of how to regulate, you know, the admissions from nursing homes into hospitals, because it's costing millions of dollars, and it takes a lot of time up in emergency departments for people that are coming in with ambulances and other problems, trying to deal with nursing home patients that haven't been cared for properly. So that's one of the big things on for I Nightingale news. Another thing is we've noticed aged care training services. They've been quite active lately trying to promote their online training services to help aged care people, and trying to get the AINs, their assistants in nursing, trying to get them skilled up so they can help out and keep people at home and look after them. So they've got some really good stuff happening as well, and I think they're looking for a scheme from the government to apply for that.
Get out the house.
Welcome back to our Nightingale's show. And this is Get Out the House. This is the part of the show where we show you things to get out and about and get a bit of fresh air and sunshine and enjoy a bit of your day outside. So the first thing I found was lunchtime concert jazz with Tanaya West. She's on today, actually, 17th of September, from 12 p.m. to 1. So after this show, you can duck down there and have a listen at Tanaya, have a bit of jazz. And that will be at Studio 188 in Ipswich. Cost of tickets are $14 online, and you get a choice of a sandwich plus soup and a drink, or $8 at the door. So that's really good for the concert only. Tanaya West, she's an Ipswich-born singer, and she's part of an eight-piece jazz band, and she does a bit of soul as well. So that would be really cool to get out and have a bit of time outside, listen to a nice bit of music, and have, you know, make it a nice midweek thing to do. And the other thing that I found that caught my eye was the Phantom of the Opera's coming to town. So on the 19th of September at the Ipswich Civic Centre, the Phantom of the Opera will be here. Tickets for adults are $50. Concession and students are $42. And food and drink and disabled facilities and toilets are available at the venue. So that would be presented by the Ipswich Musical Theatre Company. So that was really good, which is a local amateur company performing major musicals in Ipswich. So Phantom of the Opera, get down there, have a look at it. That sounds like a great, great thing to do. A good night out, and it should be a lot of fun. So that's the Phantom of the Opera. So even if you don't want to go to either of those things, just getting out and going for a stroll out around the park or up the street, just meeting your neighbours is also good to do. And just being part of the community, having fun, getting out and having a laugh with people. So if you've got any things that you want introduced, give us a call or tweet me at Phil Singos or tweet us at Phoenix Radio, and I'll be happy to put them out there for you.
Kitchen Conversations.
Welcome to our Nightingale show again, and it's my favourite part of the show where we have a great guest on, and today I'll be introducing Scott Green. Scott joined Life Tech in 2008, and he learned about assistive technology since then, becoming passionate about the difference it can make in increasing person's functional independence. He thoroughly enjoys going out into the community, meeting a diverse range of people, and spreading the word about how Life Tech services and assistive technology can enhance people's lives. Scott has a Bachelor of Social Work degree and has previously worked in community development teams at three Queensland councils for social services in the UK and from community organisations, including Oxfam Australia and the Australian Red Cross. So, hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
I'm glad to have you on the show. It's a great pleasure. My first question is, what's your favourite board game?
I guess I don't really have one sort of standout favourite board game. I've got a few that I kind of really like, such as like Monopoly and Scrabble and the Game of Life. And then there's even ones like Boggle and Guess Who as well, too.
Yeah.
Probably the main thing, I guess, is board games that I love about board games is that they can bring people together as well, too. And I guess one of the things about board games that I love at the moment is that you can play Scrabble with someone on the other side of the world using like an iPad or a computer, so I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that's good. But you can't play Boggle like that, I don't think.
No, I think that might be a bit tricky.
I forgot about that game. That's a really cool game.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Boggle. Yeah, I might get that out for the kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to start with your vision statement. You say our vision is here to help many people as we can to improve their quality of life by enabling them to live independently and safely through the use of assistive technology.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that a bit for us?
Yeah, not a problem. I guess the thing about Life Tech is at the core of everything that we do, or the clients are very much at the core of everything that we do here at Life Tech. So we basically focus on the needs of the clients and help them to discover or identify the best possible options in regards to assistive technology available to help them to increase their independence and safety, and in some cases just make their everyday life a little bit easier as well too. And probably one of the great things is that we don't sell any items at all. We're not a supplier of equipment or anything like that. And in that way, we're able to give absolutely commercially unbiased information and advice to people, and free information and advice to people through our health professionals. So we employ occupational therapists. We've got a speech pathologist and physiotherapy staff to provide that free and unbiased advice about equipment that will assist them.
That's what I really liked about your site. I was going to talk later about your videos and the way you just, a nice little short, sharp videos to give them a good bit of quality advice straight away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got a few useful resources on our website that, and videos included, so that they can provide information to people about different categories or different areas of equipment and different areas of life that they can get assistance through assistive technology.
Yes, that's good. So why do you work for Life Tech? What's brought you to Life Tech?
I guess I've had a bit of a history in community development, in working in sort of local government and a few not-for-profit organisations. And I guess one of the things that drew me to Life Tech is that they're really a caring and professional organisation. And the information that we're able to provide to people about assistive technology is able to, or has the potential to, make a real difference in people's lives.
Yes.
But whether it's something that assists in making life a little bit easier, or something that enables people to continue to do the things that they love to do, and continue living independently, or continue being active in the community as well.
That's really great. That is awesome stuff. What is your role in LifeTech?
Yeah, I'm the Community Development and Marketing Officer here at LifeTech, so I'm not a health professional as such, but my role, I guess, is more about spreading the word about LifeTech and the benefits of our services and the benefits of assistive technology, and how they can assist people to live more independently, and then linking in with different networks and organisations and people to do that.
Yeah, that's really good, because that's why I've started this radio show, because I'm a registered nurse, and I've found that 10% of people being admitted to emergency departments were coming in a state of crisis, basically because they weren't looked after properly at home, because either their family didn't know how to look after them and didn't know what to do, and the person either came in with a broken hip or an infection in the urinary tract or pneumonia or pressure sores. Even I had the lady the other day, she had a foot ulcer and her daughter wrapped it in a shoulder pad. Because that's what she thought, and then wrapped Glad wrap around it, and I was like, "Oh, it was the biggest mess."
Yeah.
So, I really love what you're doing to try and get the word out there that, you know, people need help, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, and that's what we're all about, is trying to assist people to live as independently as possible, but to also live safely in their homes. So it might be around falls prevention and looking at falls preventions in the home, or different tasks that they might be able to assist themselves with around the home using assistive technology. Yeah. And in that way, we try and also reduce the incidence of unnecessary hospitalisation as well too, or the length of time that people are in hospital as well.
Yes.
We can advise them about equipment options that will assist them once they do return to their home.
So can you explain a bit like what assistive technologies are?
Yeah, sure. I guess there's a technical definition of assistive technology, and that's basically any device or system that provides people with a practical solution to everyday activities. So sometimes when people hear the word assistive technology, they instantly think of the high-tech sort of computers and the high-tech smart assistive technology, which assistive technology certainly does include those things, but it's also about the kind of the low-level assistive technology, or the low-tech technologies that are out there as well, and that can be things like jar openers or can openers and different types of adaptive equipment that people can use in everyday living as well too.
Yeah.
There's a whole range of equipment that people can make that make certain tasks achievable, more possible. So there's things like daily living aids, like eating and drinking equipment and personal hygiene and grooming equipment, right through to equipment to assist people with hearing impairment and low vision, mobility aids, so things like scooters and walkers and walking sticks and wheelchairs, recreational aids, so someone might really love fishing but may have fairly severe arthritis in their hands or not a lot of strength in their hands, so you can get adaptive fishing rods, or there's different types of gardening equipment or adaptive sporting equipment so that people can continue to do the things that they love to do. There's all sorts of home and workplace modifications to enable people to continue working or return to work. Communication and speech generating devices for those that might not be able to communicate using their voice.
Yep.
Computer access equipment, environmental control and home automation, and the list is endless. So it's really anything and everything that assists people in their daily life can be labelled as assistive technology.
Yeah, that's good that you did mention the low-level technology, because like a lot of people get scared away. That's like, am I going to spend thousands just trying to live at home? But you don't have, like your vegetable peeler.
Yeah.
You know, how cool is that? You just,
that's right.
It's automated for you pretty much.
Yeah, and that may be a task that someone really enjoys doing, is cooking and preparing meals, and because of their condition, they may not be able to do it, or think they may not be able to do it, but then they can incorporate some equipment to assist them to continue to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Scott, we have to go to a song. Do you mind hanging about, and we'll continue the conversation on the other side?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to On Nightingale's show on Kitchen Connections. I have Scott Green. So, Scott, what's some of the challenges you're facing with providing your service?
I guess just probably the main challenge that we face in terms of the provision of our services is that we work across a large number of sectors in the community, and we work with clients of all ages as well too, and we provide that service across the whole state. Yeah. So with that, sometimes our message can get a little bit lost, and we don't have a huge marketing budget, so therefore we don't produce any sort of commercials or we don't do a lot of advertising as such, so we rely more on kind of community links and networks and word of mouth and from different clients and people that have used LifeTech services, and also referrals from health professionals as well.
Okay. Oh, that's right. So do you get out to the health professionals and tell them what you do?
Yeah, we often go along to lots of different network meetings and different events and different conferences. So our health professionals will often go to a variety of different conferences, and some of those are national and even international conferences as well too, to talk about not only LifeTech but also the benefits of different types of assistive technology and some more of the, I guess, the cutting edge assistive technologies that are coming out to assist people now as well too.
Oh, that's awesome stuff. So what sort of people would be looking for LifeTech? Who would be looking to engage in you?
Yeah, I guess it's a variety of people. So it's basically anyone that may be finding certain tasks a little bit difficult, or anyone that basically wants to make life a bit easier or be able to achieve certain tasks. So we work with clients from a range of age groups and with various different conditions or disability.
Yeah. What about people that are stubborn? Mm-hmm. Like they've got like a daughter or something, says, look, Mum can't open her jars anymore,
yep,
but she won't come to you.
Yeah.
How do you get around that barrier?
I guess sometimes we're able to go out to people's homes and trial equipment with them as well too. So if they want to have a go at using some equipment as well, we're happy to go to people's homes and they can try it within their home environment where they might be a little bit more comfortable rather than coming out to somewhere that they might not know. We do have also a display centre as well too. So if people are sort of coming along, we're based in a shopping centre. So we're just up on the first floor of a shopping centre here in Newmarket in Brisbane. And we've also got another centre in Townsville, which is in a shopping centre as well too. So sometimes people are able to bring their parents along and say, oh, we'll go and have a look at some of the shops, or they might bring them downstairs to one of the cafes for lunch, and then they can say, oh, I know this place upstairs called LifeTech, and then they can come upstairs and have a look around and have a trial of some of the different types of equipment. And sometimes then once they're using some of the equipment and they can see the benefits of it, then they might be a little less reluctant to start looking at incorporating some of that into their daily routines and daily lives as well.
That's really good. So, you've pretty much explained how people find you. So can you give the listeners an inspiring story with regards to home care, or what made you feel inspired about home care?
Yeah, I guess we hear so many sort of inspiring stories here at LifeTech when we're working with a variety of different clients, and also hear a lot as well too when I'm out and about meeting clients at different various expos and events that we attend as well too. There's probably, a couple of examples of the work that we do that sort of springs to mind, and some of the work that we do around our home modification service, and in particular the spinal cord injury response home modification program that we took over the management of, I think it was around about probably a little bit over a year ago now, so in 2013. So since taking over that program, we've reduced the time it takes for people to actually return to their homes after a spinal injury. And I think we've reduced the waiting time that people have had to wait and spend in the spinal injury unit at hospital by about 50%. So we're getting people home a lot sooner, and we're hearing feedback from those people that they're glad to be at home a lot sooner, to get out of hospital and not having to be in a hospital situation, and being back in the communities and around the people that they love. Again, we're hearing lots of stories from those people as well too. And I think we've serviced around about 100 clients or so with that particular program in the last year. But we also hear other inspiring stories from people. As I say, when I go to expos and different events, people come up to the table and say that they've had some assistance with everyday living tasks as well. So things like finding out about all sorts of gadgets that can assist them in the kitchen with food preparation and enable them to continue to cook or to get back into cooking again. I was chatting once to a lady at an expo I went to. She had a big mango tree out the back of her house, and was finding it difficult to bend down to pick up the mangoes and also reach up to the tree to get the mangoes as well. So during mango season, was dropping all these mangoes onto the ground, and They would just basically be there rotting on the ground. So she got a long-handled reacher that enabled her to pick up the mangoes and made it a lot easier for her. So something that's a fairly simplistic item, but it just makes a lot of difference to that particular lady. Yeah. And then I was chatting with another lady as well who was looking after her husband, and he was having difficulties in transferring from a car, and also required a lightweight wheelchair that she was able to put into the back of the car that enabled them to then go out and access a community. So they'd go down to the Sandgate foreshore, and they were able to go along the Sandgate foreshore, which they loved to do for a long period of time, but because he was having difficulty transferring it in and out of the car, and she had difficulty transferring some of the equipment into the car as well too, we were able to provide them with information about the equipment that made it a lot easier for them to do that.
That's great. And also with that long reach with the lady with the mango trees, it's a big fall hazard having all those mangoes, like, she'd slip on one of them and, you know,
absolutely,
end up in
hospital.
So that's really good. That's awesome. So how can people contact you and LifeTech?
Yeah, basically anyone can contact us. We don't need a referral from a GP or from a health professional, so people can come in and contact us directly. So people can call us. We've got a 1300 number, so it's 1300-885-886, and that's a statewide number because we're a statewide organisation. People can call that from anywhere around the state, and that's a totally free call. There's no extra charges or anything involved in that. We can send out people some information for free about different options that might be available to them as well. People can visit our display centres. We've got a display centre in Brisbane and in Townsville, and it's just chock-a-block full of different types of assistive equipment and different aids and devices. And again, people are free to come in and have a look around and have a talk with our health professionals about some of the difficulties that they might be experiencing, and we can give them some information about some solutions that might be available to assist
them.
Yeah, or our website's another good source of information as well too, and we've got an extensive database of assistive technology and different suppliers of assistive technology and equipment on our database, and also a number of fact sheets there, and as you mentioned a little bit earlier as well too, we've got those videos demonstrating different types of equipment for different situations as well.
Yep, no, that's awesome stuff. So what's your web address?
Yeah, it's just www.lifetech, and LifeTech's LIFETEC.org.au.
Cool. No, that's really good. So, Scott, what's one tip you can leave our listeners?
Yeah, I guess it's probably mainly just, I would just urge people that if they are experiencing any difficulties with everyday living tasks at home, at work or at school, or if it's out and about or getting access to the community, that they get in contact with us, and we're only too happy to help to advise them about solutions that might assist them with their everyday living.
That is great. That's been a really inspiring interview. Thanks for that, Scott.
Thanks, Bill.
We really appreciate having you on. And we'll look forward to maybe having you on again, probably talk about something, one of the technologies a bit more specific, if you're up for it.
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be legend. So thanks, mate. Have a great day.
No worries. You too.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was Scott Green from LifeTech. You can call them on 1300-885-886. They've got a lot of great information on their website. I've had a flick through, so have a go there.
Lessons from the study.
Welcome to I Nightingale again, and we're going to lessons from the study now. So after that great talk, we've got oral hygiene. That's the window of health I was talking about earlier. And the reason it's the window of health is, your mouth is like your gateway to everything your body absorbs. So all the food you eat, everything you drink, and everything you breathe goes through your mouth. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is providing good oral hygiene, or mouth care, as it's also known as. So if you don't provide proper mouth care, you don't only get like gum disease or you get decay in the teeth. It also can lead to bigger, deeper problems. Like, I had a patient in a couple of days ago who didn't have very good mouth care and had a bit of an infection in her mouth. It actually spread down into her lungs and gave her pneumonia. So if you're not looking after your mouth properly, that systemic problems can happen. So the things you can do is rinse your mouth out. So if it's hard to get someone's teeth brushed, at least wash them out 2 to 3 times a day. And put a teaspoon of bicarb soda in a cup of water, swish it round. Don't get them to swallow it, just swish it round their mouth and spit it out. Because what that will do is neutralise some of the acid and get rid of some of the food out around the teeth. Keep their lips moist, so put some lotion around their lips, keep them moist all the time. And try and, if you can, brush their teeth, try and brush them twice a day just to move all that stuff off and keep their mouth looking healthy, because a nice healthy smile is what we aim for. And you know, you don't want to be eating, especially drinking, when you've got a furry mouth. You want to make sure they're nice and clean, because the problems you can lead to with having poor oral hygiene is quite extensive. So you want to prevent all that. So that's my lesson from the study today, a bit of oral hygiene. So get out there, brush your teeth, make them lip smacking good.
Phil's review.
Welcome back to iNightingale, and we got my review. So I wanted to stay on the life tech theme with Scott Green there, because I had a go on his website and had a look around, and really it is so many great resources. The fact sheets are very easy to read. I had a good look through them and also had a squiz through their videos. They've got like videos on great gadgets introduction, so just occupational therapists showing you what to do. There's assistive technology for eating and drinking. That's where I found that really cool peeler. It's an electrified thing that peels your stuff. So, and also had really good jar openers. So if you've got arthritis or really poor hand movement, there's some really good ways that you can open your jars there. They've got bathroom modifications, just giving you an idea of what things to look for in the bathroom. And how the bathroom can help you. And also we have devices for the bedroom, so how we can put our socks on and put our jammies on and the bed and stuff like that. So they give you those sort of things. Mobility options. So if you are struggling walking around, it gives you some options of how to get about. So everything from motor rides to walking wheelie walkers and a stick and things like that. There's a great range out there. You just need to get out and find it. And safety vehicle. Now, this is a big thing I find, especially being in an emergency department, is getting people out of a vehicle. So getting them to move their feet out and not bump their head, because cars aren't made for people with disability or that are frail. You're meant to be quite agile, and it's quite a difficult movement to get in and out of a car seat. So Have a look at that video of how to get out safely, because it's really good. And it won't just save your back, it will also save the person helping you out, because I've had a few people get a few skin tears or hurt their back trying to assist someone out of a car. And then the emergency call systems. Now, this is a really important one, especially if you're living alone, you need a way of getting in contact with someone in an emergency. If you fall over in the middle of the night, like I had a lady 2 weeks ago, broke her ankle answering the front door at 3 o'clock in the morning because someone was trying to knock on it or something. She couldn't get to anywhere. She couldn't reach her phone or anything, and didn't have any button around her neck to press. So she had to wait for 4 or 5 hours to be rescued. So it's always good to have a plan of action and make sure that you can reach a call bell and get seen. Then you've got communication devices, so everything from iPads and things like that and big keyboards to help you communicate. And medication management. This is one of my favourite, because what I see a lot of with people is their medication management. They don't even know what that is. The best thing you can do is get your pharmacist to sort out one for you, and have it regularly planned out how you have your medication, because it can prevent you taking too much medication and overdosing on your medications, which we've had a couple of cases in the last few days, and also stops you forgetting when you're meant to take your medication. So have a check out of LifeTech, It's lifetech.org.au, and look at the resource section because there's some really cool stuff. So now we're going to go to the weather.
Stormy weather.
Nightingale weather. So the forecast is a max of 29 degrees today. It's sunny with light winds coming westerly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the morning, then becoming light in the middle of the day. Currently, it's 27 degrees and it feels like 21. And I think my producer Sam might go for a run because it's hot enough for him. So that'd be awesome. So that's the weather.
When you see me strutting in the barnyard, you wouldn't think I have the best of life.
Lunch break.
Welcome back to iNightingale, and we've got a great segment, the lunch break, and I've got the awesome Ronsley Vars online. Ronsley, you there?
Phil, how's it going?
Wow, good, really good. Getting some great things organised now, so, yep.
What's happening?
Well, I've joined the KPI thing, the 40-week thing, so that's cool, and... Yeah, I'm just writing a book on home care at the moment. So ploughing out, yeah, trying to get about 500 words a day out. So that's Brilliant. Going all right. So how are you?
Fantastic, Phil, fantastic. No complaints. It's a beautiful day in Brisbane.
No, it is. It's beautiful. It is good. Actually, we've got a jazz concert after this, so...
Nice.
So hopefully people can get out there and get to the jazz concert. That'll be cool because it's a perfect day for it.
Where's the jazz concert?
In Ipswich Civic Centre.
Nice. Yeah.
So, cool. So that'll be cool. So I was wondering today, Ronsley, is, you know, I was thinking about this when I was at work, like you're running around mad, and I can imagine carers doing this at home. They're running around crazy all day and they're not thinking about eating on the run, and I was wondering if you've got a good little snack you can have that you can prepare once and just keep in the fridge that, you know, if you're just running past the fridge, you can get something quick to eat and keep going again.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of ones, a couple of things that I that pop to mind. One is getting a normal yogurt, which, if you look at the ingredients, should have just milk and cultures. Yeah. And nothing else, so it should be just normal plain Greek yogurt. And you put that into a blender, and into that you chuck like maybe a banana or a bunch of frozen berries and some nuts, and blend it all up, and you put it back into the same container, and you always have that as a snack. So there's no extra sugar.
Yeah.
And it tastes pretty brilliant, and the nuts will keep you going for long. In terms of hunger pangs. So that's a quick snack that you can have in the fridge. But there's another one that you can actually have outside, and this is one that my wife does, and this is all credit to her because she puts that into... What she does is she puts a whole cup of dates,
yeah,
and say about half a cup of desiccated coconut. You can put half a cup of almonds, half a cup of walnuts, half a cup of raisins.
Yeah.
And just blitz it into a food processor, and you make these little energy balls. So you just, you know, get the mixture out and just make little balls and put it into a glass bottle. And you can keep that in the car. You can keep that on the shelf. You can keep that in your study. So whenever you're hungry, you just have one of those and that'll keep you going for long.
That's awesome. So you can just, yeah, keep them on the outside and keep them in a bowl and away you go.
Yeah, yeah, and they're really, really good. They're really tasty. You can add anything to that. You can add chia seeds. You can add an LSA mix. Yeah, whatever it is that you need to sort of get some nutrients into you, like it's a really good snack to have on hand.
Oh, thanks for that, mate. That's really, really cool.
No, cheers. That's yeah. So she does all that, and she made a really cool banana bread. I gotta find out the recipe, but it's a sugar-free, gluten-free banana bread.
Can that be for next week's show?
Yeah, I'll get the recipe off. Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool. All right, buddy. Well, thanks very much for those two ideas, because people, yeah, especially when you're caring for someone, you want something quick you can just snack on. So those energy balls and the yogurt, great combination, actually. You can have them both together. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now.
Right. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was Ronzi Vaz from Bon Appetit. He's a personal chef and giving us some great recipes there so you can just snack on quickly and get out and go.
Lounge Room Lux.
Welcome back to our Nightingale. And just a quick couple of jokes. I always love a good joke to end the show in. Why do crabs never give to charity? Because they're shellfish. Oh, that's awesome. Love it. And just another one, because dads love dad jokes. Can I watch the TV, Dad? Yes, but don't turn it on. Ching, ching. Oh. See. There you go. See, it's all awesome. So thanks, Sam. And I want to thank our guests for another lovely show. So Scott Green from Life Tech. And Ronzi Vaz from Bon Appetit for another fantastic day. You go out, enjoy yourself, go and see the Jazz Festival or Phantom of the Opera. That looks awesome as well. And we'll see you next week at the same time at 11 o'clock on Phoenix Radio. So my name's Phil. I'm here to help you care. Bye-bye for now.